Beloved Master, something beautiful has been growing inside of me, a longing, a thirst to come closer to you, to understand this master-disciple relationship, for melting in your love, for opening my heart and keeping it open forever. And the more this longing grows, the more this thirst increases, more all the things that hold me back lose its power over me. And I don't want to hold myself back anymore. I surrender to you, to this mystery, and I bow down at your feet. With the heart full of gratitude for all that has been happening in my life, for being part of this beautiful family that's flowering around you. Gratitude for having had such a blessing of finding you. Eternally at your feet in your service. Love. Farooq. This is what can happen here, Farooq. When you come to the Master, you get reminded. And it's such a mystery, you don't even know in the beginning. But now, as it goes deeper, that's what they remind you again and again. Even if you don't understand anything, just stay for a while. And something might happen. Something might seeping in into the bricks of your mind. And then when you have tasted something, then of course this surrender, this is the real surrender, because how can you surrender if you haven't felt anything? When you have felt it, when you have felt something so beautiful, this mystery, then your inner calling is that you have to follow. You have to come closer. Because it's so beautiful. It's the longing itself that is carrying you. If there is no longing, there is no hope. The Master has to ignite this longing, this mystery, this master-disciple mystery. And the closer you come, the more you disappear. Till one day you're gone. You start as a somebody and end up as a nobody. And that is the longing. To be free. This is the mystery that's always been happening around the Master. Beggars becomes kings. And kings becomes beggars. Otherwise, the ordinary king, he might think he's a king his whole life wasted. But when you come to satsang, then you realize you don't have anything. Then even the king becomes a beggar on his knees to get something of real value. Not the whole kingdom, not the country, not the money, not the diamonds, but the truth. This is the longing that transforms, because you're listening to something deeper in you. And now this longing has been stirred. And that's why you feel it's not in your hands, you just want to be in the service of this blessing. And it's not the Master as a person doesn't need anything. But you feel something through the Master. Like God said, he's half man, half God. half physical, half spiritual. And the master wants to remind you of that. That you are both. Being only the physical, you miss all that beauty, all the mystery. Remembering that, everything becomes a mystery. And the greatest is the mystery of the enlightened ones, because he is and he is not. Otherwise, how can you feel it? Because you can touch him, you can see him, you can't deny it. And still it's something unseen, untouched. And that is the longing, it's just that longing of the beyond. Beloved, I want to share that right after I handed in this letter, tears came and I cried. I felt such a great relief. I felt lighter. You always feel lighter when you are truthful. Because now you stood up for the truth, your innermost truth. Then it feels good. It comes like a shadow of the real. Anything untruth, any lie, any wickedness, you feel heavy. It feels like a burden. Anything good, any truthfulness, you feel light. So become just truthful and you will become light. You will become weightless. I felt that I had stood up for what my heart has wanted for a long time. The heart always wants to stand up for the truth, for love. That is what the heart is there for. But we have listened to the mind so long that the mind has taken totally over. And the heart has nothing to say anymore. It's just a beating thing. You have to shift your whole attention from the mind to the heart. Then it will start telling you secrets that you have never heard, you have never felt. And looking at the world from the heart, not from the mind. That is the transformation. That's what can happen here. That is what is happening here. You feel such a great relief because now you feel the real. I felt I had stood up for what my heart has wanted for a long time. And we are so good to go against the heart, to go against our truth. Again and again I say, I can just wait. How long are you going to resist? But the habit is so long. That you hardly dare. You need the courage, you need the understanding, you need to get in touch with your own heart to be able to stand up for it. Otherwise, how can you stand up for it? How can you stand up for the heart if you're not in touch with the heart? That's my whole work, to try to get you back to yourself so you can start listening. Then the truth will come by itself. I'm giving you the courage to listen to it. Then you will feel a relief. You will feel so good. For the first time, I stood up for what my heart had wanted for a long time, for a very long time, for lifetimes. Master, with humbleness, I ask you, please teach me the art of keeping myself like this, always with my heart open. The art of getting in tune with you. Teach me the secret of going deeper in myself with a heart full of gratitude, love and joy. Farooq. What am I doing here, Farooq? Except that. Even if you don't know, the teaching is happening. And suddenly, by surprise, you had to stand up for it. Because it's been seeping in. Dearest Babaji, I have to share a little bit of my process here. You call it river of peace. It was more like a wild water rafting. But in the end, it was actually at the river where I found my peace. Yes, river of peace. You have to listen. River of peace, that's where I find the peace. The river started out being very intense and dangerously unpredictable, pulling me underwater, hitting the rocks. I came into the retreat with a broken heart. I was washed away by sadness and sorrow, that it was hard for me to breathe even. I was crying so many tears. It was like the river came running out of my eyes. So I couldn't see clearly at all. Yes, it is, we have different kinds of tears, no? Some of sadness, of frustration, of sorrow, some of joy, of bliss, of ecstasy. They both tears, but they feel totally different. So dynamic has been perfect for me. I went completely bananas. It felt like I was drowning, but somehow I trusted that everything was going to be just fine. That's what I'm telling you, Karuna. Just go banana, get it out. And in satsang, I was behind a friend with a similar situation. You talked about loving and accepting oneself. Thank you. This was really powerful for me. I started to see things more clearly. That's how it is here. Because we're all in the same boat. So even if you don't ask, somebody else will ask, and then you think, oh my God, just like this. You will get answered anyway, if you just listen. I started to really feel that everything I needed is already inside myself. My whole focus went on myself. That's what you have to learn, because the whole focus has been on the outside and you have forgotten yourself. But you are not the outside. You are the one watching the outside. You have to come back. And sometimes that is a very hard job, to come back. Because your whole focus has been outside. No, it's some miracle or miracle, your whole focus has shifted. No, the whole focus is on yourself. That's exactly what I want you to do, because you have forgotten yourself. You don't feel yourself. You're not in touch with yourself. You have to first come back. How can you find yourself if the focus is just outside? It has to be a balance. And slowly, slowly, I started to come back to my own center. But things were still very shaky on an emotional level. For almost a week, I just went up and down. I felt like a total schizophrenic. Very frustrating, but still I had to trust in the process. And you do that. And that's the miracle, because even if you feel total schizophrenic, you trust me. You trust the process. And that's the right way, because just go through it. Then you will see. And if you can act, and what's your schizophrenic side, and act that out, you will never become schizophrenic. Because you have a distance to it. It was very frustrating, but still I had trust in the process. I was already so grateful and happy that I had a glimpse of freedom, of love and utter bliss when I was totally present in the moment. Yeah, that gives you hope. And now you understand how difficult it is to go through that. Maybe only here, only a few places on this planet can you go through it so quickly. Otherwise, the whole life, because of the fear of being schizophrenic. And it's much more normal to be sad and serious than to be happy and playful. The night before the silence started, I had one more major meltdown, crying so loud that I probably woke up the whole house. After 10 minutes and it was over, I was empty. That's good. Just empty it out. My roommate was wiping the snot from her arms with a slightly disgusted face, which made me laugh and giggle. Yeah, it's good. Just look at the ridiculousness of it all. And it's worth it to be a little snotty on your way to freedom. That's why I say, don't hold back. Throw up, get the snot flowing, the tears flowing, anything. Just empty yourself out. Then you feel empty. And that is the place to start. You have to empty yourself. Then the silence is really the cherry on the cake. So delicious. From the last retreat, I remember that I was still focused towards the outside. But now I really took the opportunity to go in and have a good look. It happens when it happens, Karuna. And you see, this is my whole work, and it's so hard sometimes because you are so used to just being on the outside. And that's why all these things that you think is a disaster or hurt or pain can become a great opportunity for transformation. Because you want to get rid of it, you want to get out of it. It is incredible how much nonsense my mind is blabbering and worrying about. Silent sitting have really been great to observe and take notice without any judging. It became easier and easier. And now it has become a joy just to sit with myself. That is fantastic. It's a total shift. And it's almost nobody we have been so little with as ourself. So it's great. You should form a new friendship there with yourself. That is what meditation is, to get to intimate know yourself. Now I also understand the line that meditation is a love affair with yourself. And it is like you say, I didn't do anything, it just happened. Yes, it happened because you love me, you trust me. You just did it. This is the outcome. That's why I said, it just happens. But you have to do it. I'm telling you, I have everything ready, but you have to do it. Then you will see by yourself. I found a loving, silent space inside myself. And since the silence, I've been going to the river every day, placing my hands on the rocks over which the water falls down, feeling the power of the water coming down on me, filling up with ecstasy, totally high on life. I can't do anything but laugh out loud while tears of joy jump from my eyes, feeling incredibly grateful and extremely alive. This is how it is when you're becoming back to your innocence. Then everything becomes magical. And this is the perfect place. Otherwise, everybody wants to move to the cities. All the teenagers here and everywhere, they want to move to the cities. It's very boring. Nothing is happening in the nature. I've been so much in the Himalayas, and all the people, they always say, oh, why are you coming here? We all want to go there, to the west, to the cities, even to Delhi, to Kathmandu, to Bombay, anywhere, just away from it. It's nothing. And I say, it's nothing. They have forgotten, because their mind is taking them away. You're dreaming about something else, and it's exciting. And that is the blessing here. No, you have seen it. You have been lost in the outside. You have seen the city. You have seen the stress. You have been lost yourself. Now you can appreciate the silence. Now the next is to take care of it. It was at the river where I really found my peace. Yes, I call it the river of peace. No, you saw. Yes. It has been and it still is a very cleansing mind wash. You have a very, very strong washing machine indeed. At first I felt like I had lost everything and I was sad about that. But then I remember your words, we can only lose what is worth losing, and we can't lose people because we never own them anyway. That I don't know if I have said. I think it must be. I might say something and you hear and understand something else.
You said the first part.
Maybe I have said, you can only lose that which is not worth having. Because the real you cannot lose. How can you lose the real? So if you lose something, if you think maybe you have to go through suffering because you had put so much onto to the false, to dreams, to desire, to ideas, to fantasies. But how can you lose the real? It's impossible. The real is always there. So whatever you can lose is not real. Hello. Meditate on it. And friends, or lovers, or relationships, you might lose. But friendship, love, you cannot lose. If it's there. Of course, if it's not there, you lose both. The so-called friendship, or the so-called love. But the real, you can never lose. In fact, it grows. You cannot lose. Everything grows if you are real. I got to see how attached I am to my thoughts, emotions, mind, past, my mind, stories, and I definitely want to lose all that. Yes. That is good. We have to see it and see how this attachment is, because that is crippling you. That is part of the thing. You have to watch yourself, and all this is, can be very painful. Because we are so attached to it. But out of the understanding, you will let go. It just depends where you're functioning. And that's why I make it so easy, because suddenly you are not there in that department. You're on the next level. It's like you're in a department store and you're on the second floor, and then you go on the third floor. Then you look for something. It is impossible to find it because it was on the second floor. You're on a different floor now. It doesn't function like that. If you want to find that, you have to go back there. That's why I said, be careful. Don't go back. When you find something that is precious, don't go back. That's where it's not only to know you have realized, you have gotten an insight. So many people, I'm very, very happy with the results, because so many people have so good insight, so good experience, so good transformations. But remember, this is, you are in a certain place. You are with me. It's the energy, and the energy of the whole Sangha. And you are focusing on yourself. No, you have to take care of it. That is always the test when you go out again, because you will be influenced by the outside. You will be influenced by family, by husband, by wife, by boss, by old friends. All this will influence you again, till you are very, very steady in yourself. So always be careful and take good care of it. I got to see how attached I am to my thoughts, emotions, mind, past, my stories. And that's how everybody is. Most people are so attached, and that's why Buddha said that life is suffering, is sorrow. Because you are so attached to all the dreams, which is not real. Then it's pain, life is suffering. In reality it's not, but for majority of people it is like that, because they are attached to it, which you now see. That is amazing. Now you're belonging to a much smaller part of humanity. Something else is totally open up. Because you are more than that. You are more than your thoughts, emotion, mind, past, and all your stories. And you have a wish that I definitely want to lose all that. And that is the longing that will bring you free. Because now you see, if you don't have that, you can't get free. I still have to do the homework, have patience and trust. Staying aware, but it's very empowering to know I have the ability to distance myself from the mind, to go into that loving silent space, to see the bigger picture and fall in tune with the mystery of life. Welcome to the wonders of life, Karuna. Thank you, dearest Babaji. I'm internally grateful for everything you are and have created. My gratitude and love also goes to all the friends who have given me so much love and support. I'm so, so lucky to have found you. I have completely fallen in love with you and with myself. You never knew that this is what you were going to find in Brazil. And now you are here. You see how mystery this is. The mystery. It is in your presence, in your words, in your silence, that I have found the light of my soul again. And never ever has a broken heart healed so fast. This is also a miracle here, no? Healed by your divine love that ignites mine. You made my heart my home where I can rest, alone and together with you in my own being, in love, in freedom. Now I'm drowning in your grace, and everything is not just fine. Everything is just perfect with eternal love and gratitude, Karuna. You asked for a song, but I have to look for it. I will look for it, okay? But I can play you another song, okay? Don't worry. Just don't worry about the thing. The river of the washing machine went into the river of peace. So gentle it is. Thank you. Beloved, the moment I sat down today, I could feel such a joy of just sitting, such a coziness, just to sit and have the time to feel myself, that I melted and I cried. I'm just reminding you, Vimal, like I'm reminding everybody, and you always have time to sit down. But how difficult it is just to sit down and be empty and feel yourself. And this is the habit of the mind. Every day we have many opportunities thus to stop. But it's very difficult. You have to be in the right kind of mood. Now we have the right atmosphere. You are in the right climate. You are in tune. It's easy. Because the mind is not strong. Your heart is ignited. You are in tune. You are relaxed. You are safe. This is the place for that. Then it becomes effortless. And you feel how good it is just to sit with oneself. This is the difficult thing to take care of. No, here I'm creating the energy that you feel, you realize it. But you have to nurture it, and you have to take time in your daily life. Whatever technique or whatever you do, to remind you of that silent space, where it just so feels so good just to be. I'm so grateful for this retreat, for all the retreats. But I know it's my responsibility now, like always, to take care of this gift that you are sharing with us, helping us to open up, to stop, to feel, to be present, to love, and to feel this gratefulness. I fear my own weakness and lack of responsibility when the day-to-day life comes back, the forgetfulness, not giving enough space to take care of this gift. I really need to take time to sit, to listen to you, to do things to relax and feel open in the moment. But you see, Vimal, you cannot do it either. It comes from that space. When you are in tune, then it happens by itself. You understand? No, it comes naturally. Otherwise, it becomes another thing for the mind. Then maybe whatever you do can become a meditation. Because this is the meditation that it feels so good just to be quiet. Or just do whatever you would like to do. That is the final, that is the razor's edge. How to balance, how to be in that. I just see that all I want is this presence, this melting, this gratefulness. When it's not there, life isn't worth living. I want to take responsibility, beloved. I have wasted enough time on bullshit. Life is short. Luckily, I'm starting to see that. Yeah. It's still time. But very good to see it. The first thing, we have to see our own situation before any change can happen. Take full responsibility. But even that is very difficult if you are not aware. Because you are not responsible of yourself. How can you be if you are not conscious? First, you have to bring consciousness, a little awareness, a little feeling, to watch your own situation, take notice, to realize it. Then, this responsibility comes by itself. Because that's why you are here. When you are in tune with the whole, it comes by itself. But again and again, you forget it. And it becomes difficult. And you get occupied in so many other things. And then you're gone again. Thank you, beloved, thank you. I bow down to you in gratitude and love. I'm staying with you forever. Yeah, I know. That's right. But it's good to be clear. Otherwise, you would be really lost. No, at least you have a good chance. And you feel this, how good it is, and relaxation, and gratitude, and love, and all these things. This is what you should focus on. It's all happening. That's the good news. You have to accept the good news. This happening is not a dream, it's a reality. It's your life. In India, they say, you must trust without trust that there is no peace. You have to trust. And I said, out of love happens trust. And they say, out of all, the most trustworthy one is the awakened ones. It's the master, because he's not there for himself. There's nothing he wants. He's just there for you. But that is unthinkable for the mind. The most trustworthy one is the awakened one. But first you have to start trusting your own realization, your own insight. When you start becoming clear, this is what I want, this is my longing, then you become steady then. Then you realize what it's all about. Then you get more trust. And trust you get from realizing the truth. It comes by itself. You cannot have really a trust and a devotion if you haven't touched it yourself. It's impossible. You have to touch it. And the more you have touched the divine, the more trust you will have. Because now you know. And out of that comes a longing. That I want more. And that is absolutely necessary also. Trust in itself is not enough. You have to have the longing. First to be stabilized, you have the love, you have the trust, and then the longing for it, that no, enough is enough. No, I want to get rid of this nonsense. No, I want to be stabilized. I want to make time to come back to myself. I wanted to be devoted to it. Because now I know all the other things, it just takes me away. This has to be, you have to come to a certain maturity of spirit. Otherwise, it will never settle. You will never be in balance. So that longing, that will take you through. No, you have a longing for freedom, for peace, for yourself. They say that even the greatest guru is helpless as long as the disciple is not eager to learn, to grow, to transform. So, it doesn't matter if the guru says the truth. You have to have the desire. You have to grow. You have to listen. And that also only happens when it happens. Nothing much to worry about. I'm just telling you how it is. So this is how it always is with mind. When you touch it, then you want it. Because then it's so good, it's so beautiful, it's so lovely. And you know that is why you are here. And otherwise life is just dull. You keep the fire going. They have a saying, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. Then you surrender to the Buddha. The Buddha just means it's not the Buddha like the Buddhist Buddha. It is the awakened one. That is what the Buddha is. It means the awakened one. And that is the first. And that is the easiest, because even that is hard, because most the masses never see the Buddhas. They crucify the Buddhas. That's what the masses do. Like they did with Jesus. Or they poison Buddha. But if you come in close, if you get more in touch, then that is the easiest. You surrender to the Buddha because you see. You, something has touched you. You have recognized something of the beyond through the awakened one. That is Buddha, Buddha Sharanam Gacchami. You surrender, you take refuge in the Buddha. Then the second, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. You take shelter in the commune, on the Sangha of the Buddha. And not only the Sangha of what is here, but the Sangha that has been all through history of the enlightened ones. You should, in the truth, in those who are living the truth, and who wants to wake up. That is the cleansing. Then you have to function with others. That takes a lot of responsibility, awareness. It's easier just to surrender to the Buddha. But that may be not real surrender. You just have the guru in your back pocket. I have surrendered. But you don't know anything about surrender. Because surrender will burn all the impurities away. The Sangha is that, no, you have to go through it. You have to watch yourself. You have to get feedback. You have to see how you're functioning with the others. Sangham Sharanam Gacchami means, now I surrender. I take refuge. I want to be a nobody. I want to be in the flow. All my sharp edges, my unconsciousness, it has to melt. It's not me. Otherwise, people, you're so used to just thinking about me, my ideas, my needs, my wants. You don't think what it can do to your fellow travelers, to your friends, to the Sangha. So your vision, your mind, your heart has to expand. It's something bigger that is happening. And that is great, because you can become vaster. You can have a bigger vision. But if you are just focused on your little thing, then of course it will be against, because you're not in the flow, you are not melting, you stick out. That is the Sangha. So first, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, I take refuge in the Buddha. That is easy. But then, it might be just you. You have seen something, you have recognize something in the Buddha. You want to surrender. But you are still carrying all your impurity. No, the next, the Sangha. You surrender to the Sangha. And that is how you surrender to the Buddha, because it's the work of the Buddha, of the enlightened ones. You help people to become more conscious, to bring out more juice, more creativity, more love, more meditation. Then the third, tamam sharanam gacchami. No, I surrender to the ultimate law of the enlightened one, of the Tao, of the Dharma. No, there is no more me. No, you have gone through everything. You have surrendered. It worked. You have disappeared. You have gone so deep. No, it's nobody. No, it's the universal law. No more individuality. No more friction. No more nothing. This is the three steps. Buddham sharanam gacchami, Sangham sharanam gacchami, Dhammam sharanam gacchami. And then you should remember what is happening here. It's all for you to become more conscious. So it's so much easier when you realize that this is what I want. This is my longing. Now I want to drop all those impurities, all those minds, all these ideas. I want to be strong enough to face it. And then you use the opportunity, which is almost unheard of in this world, what is happening here. I just see that all I want is this presence, this melting, this gratefulness. When it's not there, life isn't worth living. I want to take responsibility, beloved. I have wasted enough time on bullshit. Life is short. Luckily, I'm starting to see that. Anybody who sees that is very lucky. And for the ones who haven't realized it, life is short and you have wasted enough time on all your bullshit. So please, behave. My sweet beloved Babaji, today in Vipassana, a sharing overflowed. It is in silence that love overflows. This is the mystery. If you disappear in silence, in deep meditation, then love will start overflowing. And if you go deep, deep in love, then it will become very, very silent. Otherwise, it's very hectic, very hot. In the depth, it's cool, it's silence. In silence, carried by the sound of the river and the wind and the trees, I heard your words echoing in the forest. If there is love, there is no fear. And I felt the indescribable lightness of surrender, the coziness of being in love. At your feet there is no fear, there is no burden. Each step makes me lighter of myself, like a child running in the rain. At my feet there is no fear, there is only bliss. If you are in tune, then there is bliss, then there is peace, then there is silence. Because you have surrendered. That is the difference. If not, if you are full of fear, if you are full of conflict, then anywhere you go, it will reflect the same. And I'm here, in honeymoon with life, wrapped by your infinite love, delight, eternal gratitude, yours, Yana. like a child running in the rain. The children are innocent, and that's why Jesus says that only children will enter my kingdom of God. Because they also run in the rain and they scream. And how great it is if the grown-ups also could run and scream. But normally the grown-ups say, "No, no, you're getting dirty, come in, it's raining. You're getting cold." How great if the grown-ups had tear off their clothes, take off in their shoes, and run and roll in the mud with the children. Then you will have a different kind of children. Otherwise, from the very beginning, you get all the rules, all the fear, behave, do this, what is right, what is wrong. No, you have touched that lightness, this indescribable lightness and surrender, the coziness of being love, where there is no burden. Each step makes me lighter of myself, like a child running in the rain. This is the innocence that is returning. And how good it is. This is being in honeymoon with life. And I tell you the good news, Siana. This honeymoon can last forever. Ordinary honeymoons very quickly goes. And then the marriage is a drag. But this honeymoon can last forever. Papaji told me that. He said, "No, you had married somebody that will never divorce you. This honeymoon will be forever." You are lucky if you understand that. And there's something very mysterious about these kind of people. They are right. They are true. Even if you don't understand, maybe one day you will understand. Honeymoon with life. River of peace. Aum Shanti. You should put your whole attention, your whole awareness into what is happening. And even though we are soon finished, focus totally on the silence, on yourself, watch yourself. This is a gift to you. Very soon, you can do whatever you want. Hopefully a little more aware. But then you can blabber as much as you want. Hopefully a little less. But now enjoy the silence and realize it's for you. out of silence, love blossoms, gratitude comes, bliss comes. You have to embrace the silence, welcome it. Like an old, lost friend.
Yeah.